Hey guys, today we are talking about one of my favorite authors, J.R.R. Tolkien, and I will tell you about why I love reading Tolkien and why I think everyone should read Tolkien. And this is a little bit of an extension to my last podcast, and I want to talk a little bit about fiction again. And I think sometimes when it comes to fiction, a lot of people approach it as kind of like, why read fiction? I know there's a lot of people that just kind of like to read mostly nonfiction, and because they think, well, that has to do with reality, and it's not made up, and it's not make-believe, and it's not fiction's not real. But I'd say, yeah. It's not real, but is it true? And I think there, and so I think when we approach fiction as not fully, I think we can just see it not. I think we miss a lot of the point of fiction, and why we should read fiction. And so, I like to think about. So when we think about literature, what are the motives? Why spend time, reading a story about fairies or magic or orcs or fill in the blank? I think a lot of people think, well, what's that going to really do for you? And I think a lot of people would just read fiction mainly just for fun as well. And I would say, well, then what's the point of doing something just for fun? And I don't say this just to, not that we need to be over analytical of everything, and maybe I am a little over analytical, but I do like to get to the bottom of things and why we do what we do, and really get at the heart of why we should or shouldn't do something. So when it comes to reading fiction, or even literature in general, literature is made to teach and to delight. And so I think, when we think about, well, what's the purpose of delighting in something? Like, what's the purpose of just being taught something? Well, we were made to be happy, and we were made to enjoy God, and so. And I would say to be happy in God. And so part of reading for delight is to give us a greater delight in God, who gave us the gift of literature, the gift of books, the gift of stories. And so when we read good and true and beautiful stories, they should reflect and point us back to Jesus, who in him we live and move and have our being. And so God is the one that gave us stories. God is the one that gave us an imagination. God is the one that gave us, thousands and thousands of books and things to learn and things to grow in. And so, and then that's the other side of literature is, well, so to teach. And so, well, why do we want to be taught? Well, we want to be taught because we were, one, we need help. Two, we want to grow. God made us to reflect Jesus, to glorify him, and to become more like him. And by becoming more like him, we need to grow, and we need to mature, and we need to become. And that's going to take time. That's going to take. It takes. It takes. We need to grow and grow into Christ likeness. And so I think that's at the bottom of why we should even read literature in the first place, is we want to grow, and we want to become like Christ, and we want to delight and enjoy Jesus. And so when it comes to even reading fiction, that's the aim. And so let's get into Tolkien. And so why read Tolkien? I would say that truth, goodness, and beauty are throughout all of his legendarium. The epic that he wrote, entailing just all in within Middle Earth and all the stories that he weaves and the histories. I mean, Tolkien made a language, made up a language, and then he created a story off of the language, not the other way around. And so Tolkien was a genius, and his writing is absolutely incredible and beautiful. It's poetic. And so when you read him, there's just so much depth and so much richness, is that a word? And I just think there's just so much that you can learn and grow in, and just from reading Tolkien. And so in the books you have so I'd say truth, goodness, and beauty are very, very present throughout his books. He's telling a true story of good versus evil and good triumphing over evil. And the thing that I love about his characters is that he makes goodness attractive. He makes righteousness attractive. He makes holiness attractive. And for a writer to do that, I think that's probably very difficult. And so when a writer can do that and have characters that you want to emulate or become like, I think that is a job well done. And so, I mean, think about it. When we are little, we want to imitate. We imitate our parents, we imitate our friends. We're constantly imitating. And the funny thing is even into adult life, we do the same thing. We want to imitate those we admire, those we like, those we enjoy. We follow people, we subscribe to people, we fall in love with certain characters in certain books, and we say, "Oh man, I love this person. I love this character." And then we have Comic-Con, and we dress up like our favorite characters, and we have, all these events, and we pretend we're, like someone else. Or, but I think of, and not even just a made up, like event type of way. I think even just in life, you look at whether it's sports stars or actresses or actors. I mean, teachers. I mean, we want to become like those we follow, and we want to imitate them. And so, in Tolkien's world, in Middle Earth, Lord of the Rings, the Silmarillion, and other stories, there are just so many characters that I think there's multiple characters that are like a type of Christ that image Jesus really well. And then I would say that they're characters that you want to be like, and so they form loyalties within yourself, and you want there's people that that have courage and bravery, people that are true, people that are just kind, and then just love others well, and there's all these attributes to these characters that are just really attractive. And so that's one of the other things that I love about Tolkien and his writing is his characters. And so you got the story, you got the writing, you have the characters. I think he's telling a true story, like I said earlier, and he not in the sense that it actually happened, but in the sense that he's telling the truth, in the sense that the things that should be praised are praised, and the things that should be damned are damned. And so he's not living in everything's just morally gray, like a Game of Thrones would be. And so I appreciate him in doing that. And then I would say there's a beauty to his writing, to his stories, to his characters, to the world. The atmosphere I think is really alluring and enchanting, and you just it's a place you want to be. It's you enjoy it, and but then I would say also from the Silmarillion, which is actually one of my favorite books. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, since it's kind of more of a, it doesn't flow like a narrative, but it has just lots of lovely stories with a creation narrative at the beginning that I think really brings to life just our own creation story in this world, what God tells us in Genesis. And then I think his stories give you they just produce joy and a longing. And I think that is such a I really admire that he's able to do that. Like C.S. Lewis, it's like you long for for this type of world and for these types of characters, and but then you realize like the fantasy world that he created, like we are in a fantasy world, and this world is actually much more wilder, much more crazy, much more fantastical than even Tolkien's writings in The Lord of the Rings. And so and maybe we can talk about that sometime, about what that all looks like and means. But so that is those are just a few things of what I love about Tolkien and why I think he should be read and enjoyed and savored. And from what I hear of him, the more you read his books, it's like the more you enjoy them. And I can't remember if it was John Rhys-Davies talking about, or maybe it was someone else, I don't remember, but someone was saying that it was the fifth or sixth time that they read Lord of the Rings that it was like one of the best read-throughs, and so something to think about and consider. He's worth getting and reading. You think about it, I mean, he spent his whole life, I mean, making up these stories and making up languages and these whole history and genealogies, and I mean a lot of people think, man, did he waste his life? And I believe it was John Bloom, and I mentioned this in my other podcast, that he if you go to Desiring God, he wrote a article, Did Tolkien Waste His Life? Definitely worth checking out. I won't give it all away, but I think from what he did and just the story he told, and producing hope and producing a message that contains truth, goodness, and beauty, that is a life well lived, where you can ultimately point people to that, and ultimately, hopefully, point people to Jesus, and not just since Jesus is the truth. And so I'll leave you there, and until next time, thanks for listening, guys.